Praise God. Thank you. Be seated. Thank you. Say, God does wonders in my life. Say, God does wonders in my life. And don't forget, men are all this God has found to bless you. Men are all this God has found to bless you. But should I say compliment of the season? Well, amen, amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. It's going to be a long 2 sessions today, so just be patient. Luke 24, 36. We don't build the faith of men on things. We don't build... Yeah, Habib, thanks for coming. That's good. You are early today. We don't build the faith of men on things, on experiences. No, we don't. We build the faith of men on the word, on the word, on the word of God. Luke 24, 36. Whatsoever we are going to be teaching, whatsoever we are going to be learning, we must ensure we are not building your faith on experiences, on different things, but on the word. I don't know why God chose this method, because if there's anybody that could give man mind-blowing experience, it will be God, right? If there's anybody that can give man some just abracadabra, some, you know, all those Avengers-like. We have the representative of Thor Radna, Thor, in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there's anybody that can give man those just wow, who would that be? That should be God. Hallelujah. By his power, the heavens and the earth are created. By his power, everything that stands, stands. Amen. So you should have just, every service is just easy. You should have just, as we are just worshiping, just should have been sending sparks of lightning everywhere. Pa, 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 pa. You understand? Say, wow, 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 wow. But seems like everything we do here is just by faith. Why? Luke 24, 36. And as they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. 37, and they were terrified and they were afraid and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled and why do thoughts arise in your heart? 39, behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself, undo me. And see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he has thus spoken, he healed them, his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have you any meat? 42, and they gave him a piece of bread fish and an honeycomb, and he took it and he did eat before them. So is that not enough proof of his resurrection? Right? He ate food, right? Did everything. But everybody, verse 44, one to go, let's read. I said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written where? In the law of Moses, in the prophets and the psalm concerning me. Next verse, one to go. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Wow. So, everything he has done, wasn't enough. Scriptures are enough. See next verse. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name among all nations, beginning as Jerusalem. Now, even to give them further instructions, and you are witnesses of these things. 49, want to go, let's read. And behold, I send the word promise of my Father upon you, But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be what? Endued with power from on high. So now, that is he gave them another instruction to receive the Spirit. But we saw that the Spirit did not actually come again. Peter did not explain Acts 2 to us as the omnipotence or the sovereignty of God, as just one big God just doing something. No, if we just focus on what he's saying there, that just tarry until I send something. So you'll be expecting just like something that is only God that knows how it will happen. You just stay there, just wait. Just stay there doing nothing. But when Peter will be explaining Acts 2 to us, rush to Acts 2:14. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwelt at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will what? Pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaid I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall what? Prophesy. So we saw that the Christian faith and understanding is scripture-based. Scripture-based. It happened as it is written. Not just because of power. Say the Christian faith and understanding is scripture-based. So, see, same verse 31. And he seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. 32. One to go. This Jesus had God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. 33. Come on, yes? Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and now receiving of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed for this which you now see and hear. Hallelujah. So he said, he now explained the speaking in tongues of Acts 2 with scriptures. You know, speaking in tongues is one of the things that you can easily forget to explain. Even as you are laying hands on people. Oh, now that's very really good. That's very really good. That's good. Hallelujah. Just receive poor. Somebody is blessing. But they still took time to explain it, but this is why we are speaking in tongues. Your evangelism must not be oppressive. It must not be just take it, believe me or believe me. Evangelism, teaching meeting, it takes time. You sit men down, you tell them why we are doing what we are doing. Why we are having this pattern in church. Why we don't just come to church to sing anyhow? We have Christian songs and worship on this website. Get it? Why we don't just sing any songs? Why we don't just do things to excite? It is there. It is written. Say the Christian faith. Say our understanding is locked with the scriptures. So today I will be teaching something which I call "When You Are Alone." That's the title. When you are alone. Amen, amen. When you are alone. So, knowing that scripture determines our understanding, let me say this. Beware of books that tends to train your mind to be smart. Beware of books. Of course, we know that not even every aspect of life is spoken about in the Bible. Not every aspect of living, at least internet, the use of internet, for instance, is not in the Bible, because there was no even internet in those days. So, because not every aspect of life that we need is actually in the Bible. Because that is not the purpose of the Bible. Amen? Scriptures, Bible deals with us, and we are the one that now use that understanding of the Bible to be prudent in our dealings with other affairs of life. But pay attention. I said, beware of books that tends to train your mind to be smart, to be powerful, to be influential. Beware of it. Even things you read as leisure, beware of them influencing your mind. Some people, their idea of relationship, of marriage, everything is just a junk of African magic. Some people, the idea of how to relate from subordinates in the office, the relationship, is just based on that thing that they learned from 48 laws of power. Amen. Most of them, they use the principles of the flesh and of Satan to cause you to excel. Most of those books, most of those different, you know, in fact, there are some seminars that you must be aware of. When you are attending some courses, beware. Remember you are a Christian. Of course, there will be some things, like in the business world, that they will tell you that will be so important to you excelling. But don't forget, you are a believer. Are you with me? Some of them, they rely on broken elements of man to bring out goodness. That one is key. They rely on broken elements of man to try to bring out goodness. I love what Billy Graham said in that his book, The Holy Ghost. He said, mankind has two greatest cry. Two greatest cry. He said, the cry for forgiveness. Who has read that book? Who knows number two? Number two, he said, the cry for goodness. That mankind, generally, that we have two big outcry. Every man, call him an atheist. Call him. Do you know why he's calling himself an atheist? That is how he's trying to solve the first problem. For forgiveness. You understand? So, mankind, he said, they have two big problems. Two issues that everybody tries to solve. He said, one is the need for forgiveness. Two, the need for what? For goodness, to be good. Now said, but God answered that outcry of forgiveness on the cross, and he answered the outcry of goodness on Pentecost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. So in redemption, he answered the cry of forgiveness. In the new creation, he answered the cry of what? Of goodness. So, some people, you know, it's possible, some people now, using principles of the world, they labor on that unregenerated aspects of man to bring out goodness. That is not God's way. Of course, it works at times in the secular world, rehabilitation centers, etc. But never allow your understanding in your fields of study to clash with what God has said concerning you. Have you ever heard that? Well, guy, you are in this place right now. In this place, we are smart. Well, you can say you don't change figures, but this is where you are. This place has its own ethics. In this place, we do bad things. In this place, this is how we run things. Don't allow your understanding or in your fields of study to what? To clash with what God has said concerning you. For instance, if you study psychology in school, I don't expect you to use that in church to manipulate people. I don't expect you to use the idea of psychology in evangelism. Hallelujah. Evangelism is not psychology. Praise God. It's not manipulation. It's not trying to. Our own discernment is battle spirit. It's not because you see somebody, you can see our face is, like the first face now is round shape. So that would mean round face people are worse. What has done fortune telling here before? Nobody? Glory to God. Nobody? Jesus. I believe you should have done something close, if not that close. Okay, they will say, if the palms of your hand is meeting, if the two marks are meeting, what's the meaning of that? Brother now. By the love of Jesus. Amen. They'll say, if you see anybody that works pocketing, you know, that means it's meant for the top. You know, all those type of stuff. Amen. Say the Christian faith is peculiar. We don't rely on those broken elements of man. No. Rely on the Spirit. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Take all that as an introduction. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Verse 3. 1, 2, go. Now, so let's read it. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Charge the other Greek word paragelo, paragelo, paragelo. It means you command, you order. To charge them that they teach no other doctrine. You command them, you order them that they teach no other. Imagine Paul was writing his first letter to Timothy and his first instruction was that what? Ensure nobody teaches no other doctrine. The doctrine is important. Okay, so this is why we also gather. This is why we also gather. An association of ignorance is a no-no for a believer. No-no. It's no in heaven, no on earth, no under the earth. It's just no everywhere. An association of ignorance is a no-no for a believer. There are three types of people, at least, let me stop at three today, that we are not to company with. Three types of people, three classes of people. That we are cautioned of God that we should not be gathered with. Number one is who I call association of the heretics. Association of the heretics. Titus 3 verse 9. Akim, are you following? Habib, all of you? Thank you. Titus 3 verse 9. Association of heretics. Heretics. Titus 3 verse 9. We are not to company with these people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, once we go, let's read. But avoid what? Foolish questions and genealogies and contention and striving above the law, for they are what? Unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition rejects, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. Amen. So, of course, also the man of God, you must focus on those who are ready to learn. We must distance ourselves. Anybody that you know, Paul says, mark them that cause division. Anyway, we still get to that. Number two, association of the lazy. Of the lazy. Paul says you should mark them, avoid them. Association of lazy folks. So see 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Now we command, are you there? Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you what? Withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh what? Disorderly. and not after the tradition which you received of us. For yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we have behaved ourselves. We have not behaved ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have no power, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. 10 and 11, want to go? For even we were with you, this we command, that if any will not walk, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are busy bodies. Hallelujah. So that is also an association that we are to avoid. Also check 1 Corinthians. I mean, those are people who are lazy, who are always doing, we call it in school then, doing tirogo. You know tirogo? What's the name for it? People that go, that they don't cook, but they go up and down with spoons. Huh? Huh? Ah, okay. Your own name is Dipabi. Also, we have association of unrepentant sinful folks. Unrepentant sinful folks. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Anybody, come on. Is your Bible working? Okay. Can your soft copy Bible cast out demons? We are taught of God that only hard copy Bible cast out demons. Hallelujah. It gets hard copy Bible like my own. This is hard now. If you only is as hard as this, it's allowed. Praise God. Amen. At least no WhatsApp message can pop up here. Imagine as you are in church, your bass only sends a message that, sir, from my Christmas resolution today is that I'm not doing again. And you are in service. What do you think will happen? And we are doing understanding Genesis. You just already see a brother in church. So, help me, my tutor, if you prefer e-Bible, get a PDA, a good PDA or something, a device that you will see itself. Even demons will tremble at your presence. So next year, you make that a project, amen? At least for those of you who are consistent, I will not allow just normal WhatsAppable phone as your tool for Bible study, okay? Thank you. I said open 1 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication, so as it's not even much common, named among the Gentiles. That one she what? Half his father's wife. Serious guy. You know, he's saying it is reported commonly. This is not, you know, and that means the guy, and see the next verse, you are puffed up. See that? With that thing, you are saying, hey, what? What? It's not my father's wife. What? You know, you are puffed up. And not having rather mourned that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. So for verily, I, as absent in the body, but present in the spirit, I have judged already, as though I was present. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when you are gathered together, my spirit with the power of God, that you deliver such unto Satan, meaning unto, it's figurative, that you deliver him unto shame. That means just place a disclaimer on him that this act and attitude is not of God and it's not welcome here. It's not even saying you should pursue him out of the church. Because if the guy is already out of the church, how would the letter of 2 Corinthians get to him? Because 2 Corinthians was actually talking about restoring the brother again to faith. Are you with me? I'm not to pray, I'm to steadfastness. So, to deliver such a man to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that is just shame. It's figurative. That the spirit, maybe since the spirit is saved in the day of Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I can say spirit there. Let me not say it's not his spirit, he's talking about his mindset. You know, you can see that later. Your glorying is not good. Know that a little was leaveneth the whole lump. Sorry, I'm a pastor. I ought not to be rushing things like that. When he is saying that the spirit might be saved, it's not saying it is when you do that, that is when you will now become saved. No, that is talking about his mindset being acceptable to God. Are you with me? Some of us, we have salvation, we have salvation. We are saved and we'll be saved. For instance, those stuff that was being spoken about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, when he was saying, Paul has let every man take heed how he built upon, for no other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is what? Christ Jesus. So, but if any man build upon the foundation gold and gold, good things, silver, say we receive a reward. But if any man shall what? Build upon his stubble, wood, all those stuff, he said he will suffer loss. But he will be saved as by fire. So we can still call rewards a type of being saved. In the Bible says, he told Timothy, he said, take it, teach the brethren this. He said, in so doing, say, take it to this instruction. In so doing, you will both what? Save yourself and those that hear you. So don't always see salvation everywhere in the Bible as salvation from damnation, from hell. So save there is not saying saved from hell. Are you with me? It's saved like in your, like that is, you have a reward before God. Praise God. So this is that association that we must also not company with, amen, of unrepentant, sinful folks. Unrepentant and sinful. Okay, come to... So, nevertheless, now I've shown you people that we don't company with. Nevertheless, we have seen that the Christian life is not lived alone. The Christian life is not lived alone. It's not. Oh. Even if, have you seen in that 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that he is speaking to a gathering? Say, when you are gathered, the Christian life is not lived alone. Not every man is bad, though. Don't be the type to say, I don't trust anybody again in this life. Everybody, they are all bad. People are bad. People are terrible. Don't allow your previous experience give you a negative idea, conclusion of your brother in Christ. Deal with that. Tell your neighbor, say, deal with that trust issue. Say, we have people in church you can trust. Say, you should be able to trust most people in church. You should be able to trust most people in church. Amen. Some people are here. Their advisors is in New York. How will you ever be advised right? When your advisor is somebody that goes to church once in a week. And you go to church every day. God has given you good people in this place. He has given you good people. Relate with the people you feed together. What we are doing right now is we are eating. We are eating. Relate with same people you feed together. Not that you are eating with somebody. You are eating with somebody in an assembly. But your relationship, your heart is with somebody that you are not feeding together with. No, that must not be your story. 1 Corinthians 10:3. People you feed together, you pray together, you preach together, they should be your closest. How dare you still say you are my best friend? It's one guy, although he attends Mormon church, but the guy is just cool. So what are your yardsticks for measuring relationship? The Christianity is most important to me. Okay, I say 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. Come on, be fast. Let's do this as fast as we can. We have to look at Elias 109 today and then wrap that section off. 1 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. And did all eat the same what? Spiritual meat. And did all drink the same what? Spiritual drink. For the drink of that spiritual rock that followed them and that rock was what? Christ. The emphasis there is that they all did eat. They all did drink. All. So, there is, although I know I've mentioned this in plenty ways in this place, But there is need to emphasize this again. This is just following closely what you just finished in offices. Have you ever wondered why, you know, throughout the Bible, looks like all the churches then in the Bible is in the house? So it's like they preach, they practice family life same way they practice church life. Church is beyond service and goal. Isolation is evil. It's evil. We are as strong as when we stick together. Let me take a rapid census. Right, champion. When was the last time you missed a Sunday service? Not here, anywhere. On the Sunday, you didn't go to church. Okay, let me drill further. Satola, when was the last time you missed a midweek service in this place? That one is as often. Last month. Imagine, you're calling your... Praise God. Churches are beyond services and goal. We practice family life same way we practice the church life. For instance, follow me through these scriptures, be fast as possible. Acts 8 verse 3. You always see that it's like churches are in their homes. It's their home thing. Acts 8 verse 3, as Paul, as of Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into where? Everywhere. House, right? Although he was making havoc of the church, but he was entering every house. Rush to Romans 16 verse 5. Romans 16 verse 5. Likewise, greet the church that is in the house and salute the well-beloved Epanetos. 1 Corinthians, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. 1 Corinthians 16, 19. 1 Corinthians 16, 19. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord. With what? Church that is where? In the house. Colossians 4:15. Colossians chapter 4, verse 15. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Amphas, and the church which is where? In his house. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Timothy 3, verse 5. For if a man know not how to what rule his own what house, how shall he then take care of the church of God? Lastly, check Philemon 1 verse 2. Philemon 1 verse 2. And this, and to our beloved Appia, and Archippus our fellow soldier, and to the church where? So how did they see church life, family life? Now, there was nothing like a church building till around, let me say, 235 BC. AD. I actually did that research. Like, there was no physical place that was built for the place of worship until... Jesus never built any, of course. Paul never did. Peter never did. It was later around the 11th century that when the Protestants, Catholics and the rest now start coming, that we now start having multiple buildings. But initially, nobody was placing premium on, okay, let's go and build something somewhere. It's always a family influencing their society. Are you with me? Acts 2:42. Of course, I'm not saying all of us should pack our load and come and be living there. Amen. Praise God. But there is a oneness that must be found amidst us. Social media should make that oneness better and not worse. Social media should make that oneness better and not worse. I say that again. A lot of you are fond of relating with some of you. You have friends, epic friends that you have never seen before. Or you chat with them 25 times per second. Or 60 times per second. You know that? 50 circles. No, sorry. No science student here. Sela. Acts 2:42. Make friends here. See Acts 2:42. And they continued out steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. 44, 1, 2, go. Add all things in common, right? 43, and sold their possession and goods, and parted them to all men, and every man as every man had need. 46, and they continued daily with one accord. Say one accord. In the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and say goodness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who are saved, right? Amen, amen. So we saw that, now inside what we discussed as offices, we saw that ministry is done together, right? Right? That how do we do ministry? We do it together. We are not really going to present different rewards to Jesus. That Jesus, well, for my own, I'm telling you the truth, like what I can see from the scripture. We are not going to present different, that, okay, this is my own reward for ministry, personally, to Jesus. This is Brian's reward to ministry, I mean, of ministry, as long, you know, all those are going in the videos, or what they call them, half heaven, half earth videos. That you say you are not going to present your labor before God. God, this is what I've done for you personally. I don't think so. Looks like we are going to present a collective effort. For instance, the rebook of Revelation. Why is it not individual based? Answer. Why was it church based? When he was saying, I am going to reward, is he talking about individuals or all of them? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Don't like that, right? Philemon 1 verse 2. That's what I can see from the scripture. It's not the reward of statutory ministry is this, or Brian, is this. No. It's going to be collective. Collective as a family, as a unit of the body. Philemon 1 again. So the church in thy house, verse 3, now grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee in my prayers. Verse 5, slowly want to go. Hearing of what? Thy love and faith, which thou hast towards what? The Lord Jesus and towards all saints. See all saints. So that would mean this man, Philemon, he is loving Jesus. We can say, how can we see his expression of loving the Lord? He was showing love to saints. Let me read verse 6. You read verse 7 for me. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. 7, want to go? And consolation in thy love, because the bowels of all of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Hallelujah. Say, saints are enough investments. Say, the bowels of the saints, they were refreshed by thee, brother. And don't forget in verse 2, He said the shock in thy house. To show you how they practice what? Family life. Maybe when I'm done with this, I'm saying, love, you go and get a scutter, a believer scutter. Amen. So God actually gives us ourselves for mutual relationship. Also for spiritual growth. Let me tell you the truth. Saints need monitoring. Monitoring and mentoring. Saints, they don't grow by default because they have the Holy Ghost. No, they don't. They don't. A million times they don't. They need mentoring. They need tutelage. Some will never do well until you take them close and you teach them. Even Paul, they did the same thing for him. Right? Some will never do well in ministry until you take them apart and you teach them. I'm not boring. Come on. Amen? Say mentoring. Peter and Paul did not say, don't worry, you have the Holy Ghost. Just don't worry, you are fine. You've got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost wants. No, the Holy Ghost wants us to come together. He wants us to relate as a family. Some of you, after service, the way you pick your Bible and rush out is like they have, you know, I saw a short clip on Facebook yesterday. Some people, they put a banger they caught a rat, you know, rats. Now put a banger at his tail. You know, and now light the thing. So it's, oh God. People can be wicked. What do you do to rats? Amen? That's how people behave after service. Like fire is in your what is it? Sit down. Amen. Praise God. It's a family life. Amen. It's a family life. Say church life should also be a family life. Peace. Do you understand? Okay, I said 1 John 2:19. Believers are also our heritage. They are our heritage. 1 John 2:19. They went, come on, I want to be fast. This is just the appetizer. A meal is coming. 1 John 2:19. They went out from us they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that what? They were not all of us. Hallelujah. Say gathering is peculiar. Say gathering. Say gathering. It's not negotiable. Galatians 2 verse 4 and 5. Why some people left it was because their heart is not there. So if your heart is there, you should stay. You should stay. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. And because, this is why some of you, you know, the way a lot of people, the way you are anxious to travel, only God knows. Amen. I want to travel. Yeah. But anyway, it's not because of you. That's not why I'm pushing this sermon. So don't feel that I'm targeting your traveling. Amen. I owe no man. Galatians 2, verse 4. Want to go? And that because of false brethren, on our wares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Amen. Praise God. Say we value this gathering. Say we maintain this unity. And say we maintain doctrine in this family. Doctrine can best be maintained in a family, not a crusade. So this verse 4 and 5 can never happen in a crusade ground. Eh? It can be. It's a family. Okay. And don't forget, in a family, a family is beyond where you stay because you are excited. You stay because you are committed. Like you are committed to staying. Or anytime there is power failure in your house, what do you do? You go to the next house that has the generator. Is that what you do? Someone say yes, sir. Once you see maybe your TV spoiled, I would do it those days. So. Once your TV that is spoiled, what you do? Every evening, you see you in the next house. Or your mother will not come and be caning you back home. Amen. Those USA 94. I don't know if you watch it. Praise God. Okay, someone say I'm born in 94. No problem. You're blessed. Where am I? Okay, so most times, when we are praying as touching the work of the ministry or healing, God simply sends you to a man or a family. I say a family and me church. Most times you are praying for steadfastness, even for physical things like healings in the work of the ministry. How God will answer you is to send you to a man, to a family. A church. So we have one another. This is why we gather so much in this place. This is why we must not be tired of gathering. This is why also you must not get an accommodation that will make it hard and tedious for you to get to church. There's one free house. Where's the house? Gbagbalada. Somebody just dashed me the whole of alone with God. Eh? And you take it. And you have to travel 2 hours to get to church. Because they sell it. That's why I'm the smart saint. You have redeemed 48 laws of power. I take it, but I will sell it. Hallelujah. Okay, you know a little bit God, right? That's why you are saying that. So don't forget, one of the signs of backsliding is staying away. One of the earliest signs. Earliest. Is earlier than anything. Is earlier than action. One of the earliest signs that a man is about to backslide from steadfastness, not from salvation. You don't backslide from salvation. But from steadfastness is what? Staying away. When you are conveniently, you can conveniently stay away. Remember that Luke 15, verse 4, open. Like, there's just this thing about Jesus that wants everybody inside. He wants everybody in. That one fold. He wants everybody being carried along. He doesn't want anybody out of the fold. He doesn't want anybody out of... That means we fight to keep this family together. We fight to keep this unity. Luke 15, verse 4. What man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? Ladies and gentlemen, this is against the principle of the world. How do you lose one error out of 99 out of 100? And you say you leave the 99, you go after the one. Who does that? In the business, who does that? What would they say? Focus on the 99 so they don't escape. What he just said, leave them, go after that one. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you say, what if after I'm back? One of 99, one that's missing again. You go after that one again. Amen. Praise God. That's why you don't just leave them. He didn't say leave them on the street. Cage them. Lock them. Lock them. Okay, I'm going to look for somebody right now. I'm not being judged. I will lock the gates in this place. Lock you inside. Put on the AC permanently until I find him. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I think I'm going to look for Ojut is missing. Hallelujah. So thank you. I'm going. See you when I see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone is already getting scared. Rafa said, don't worry, I have my plier. I said, oh. I said, oh, in this place, just boy it. Escape. Hallelujah. Say one fold, one shepherd. So don't discard this family. 1 Peter 1 verse 22. I'm fast now. So be here and let your mind be here. Be here and let your mind be here. You know, you can be somewhere and your mind is far, far away. And your mind is so much with that brother that is only using makeup to deceive you. Some people don't know that they are really facing what you are saying on Facebook. You are just chatting, saying you are chatting with a fine brother. You didn't know that when you see the real package, you will say, hallelujah, glory to God. You are just chatting with Photoshop. Some of them, they look so fine. You now see them, yeah, they are like this, amen. And you have a brother around you that is like this, and you are saying, well, you are not. You now finally see who you are chatting with. It's like this. Don't discard your family. I say nothing anyway. So whatever you think in your mind, think it. Okay. 1 Peter 1:22. By the way, where is Julius? I can't see her. Maybe this person will bless her. 1 Peter 2:22. Can we take it together? Yes. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Serious. Can we ever do that? We should. Let's do our part, amen. We can, because Scripture says we can. Come on, let's take this verse with all gusto together. Want to go again? Yes. Seeing you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto a faint love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Hallelujah. So, association with the right people is key. Right people should be around you. Don't forget the topic is when you are alone. The Christian life is far easier when you stick close to the right people. Let me tell you the truth, though. None of us is a superhero by himself. I have always been with people. I maintain supernatural relationships. I maintain close contact with people whose head are sane. Amen. The Christian life is far easier when you stick with the right people. For instance, I can tell you, plenty of people are trying to start New Year resolution. I will pray, I will fast, I will do. Don't do it. Have just one New Year resolution. I will stick with the right people. I will be in the right church. You will grow. That's all. I will be in the right church. I will be committed there. Don't worry, you will grow. Are you with me? Don't say I will be in that good church and I will be committed there. Don't worry, leave the rest. Talking about the works of the flesh, it will go. So we are never to be alone. God trusts us collectively, not as individuals. I'm sorry, let me say it that way. In ministry, God trusts us collectively, not as individuals. In ministry, God trusts us out collectively, not as individuals. Let me say it again. In ministry, you can put that anywhere for me. I can defend that statement anywhere. God trusts us collectively, not as individual. God did not trust me without you people. God did not trust us like, yes, that is my minister. No, as a gathering, together, as a family. Amen. Okay, Galatians 6 verse 1. We use love to build others up. Galatians 6 verse 1. We can take care of ourselves better in the house, in this house. We can take care of ourselves better in the house, in the house. So we use love to build others up, to build people up. Galatians 6 verse 1. Brethren, see the way this one puts it. If any be overtaken in the faults, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of what? Meekness. Are you looking at your Bible? Is anybody that's not looking at his Bible there? Come on. How do you do? You restore such a one in the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2. Love. Want to go? Yes. Love. Bear ye one another bondings and so fulfill law of Christ. Again, verse 2. Yes. Bear ye one another bondings and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you the way we bear up one another bonding right now. Of course, apart from teaching and ensuring doctrine, see Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Sorry, James 5, 13. James 5, 13. How we bear up one another. How we bear one another's bondings. James 5, 13. Now he's saying, is any among you, imagine, among you. That means this letter is not, the only letter in the Bible that is individual based is 1 and 2 Timothy. Titus, Philemon. Which one again? Think. Paul, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. You know that one? Although we can, do you know, actually the book of Luke and Acts is actually written to an individual. Huh? To your right, Bratio. Theo was my the other father, brother of my father, you understand? So it's already to him. So I'm saying, but first, but if you now read the context, you know that it's not actually, it was simply a letter for everybody, but just written firstly for somebody, you understand? It was not referring to, it was not like a first person pronoun, second person pronoun, all true, unlike first and second Timothy. Are you with me? It was simply a narration, it's more of narrative. But first, second Timothy, Titus, they were Philemon, they are basically a direct letter. But every other thing, Ephesians, to the saints in Ephesus, not to a saint, not to book in Ephesus, to the saints in this, to the saints. So James 2 is writing to saints. So see how he puts it? Is any among you, afflicted, let him pray. See, stop, don't plan to grow up spiritually, just stay in the church. Yeah. Justin, how will you not grow? You grow. Amen. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him what? Sing psalms. Any of you. See 14. Is any sing among you? Let him what? Call for the elders. Who are the elders? Is it people with goatee? Huh? I know the elders. No. People who have taught you elders under what? Offices, those who have been given rulership over spiritual office, who have been given rights over spiritual things, right? Okay, elders, imagine, maybe I will anoint some elders into the church today. Praise God. You will see them, they look like they are looking under 16, but they are elders. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Come on, where are we? Let them pray over him, anoint him with the oil in the name of the Lord. 15, and the prayer of what faith shall save the sick, and if the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Do you know what he's saying? He's not saying God will forgive him. He's saying if the guy sinned in the gathering. I mean, if people have things against him, maybe that's why he's sick, Sela. If people have things against him or he have things against people, they're in that place, let them forgive one another. That's what he's saying. He's not saying God will forgive. You get that? Thank you. Well, he's talking about gathering. See, now, see 16. 16 will help you better. Want to go? What are you saying? Confess your fault to God. Can you see that? So he's talking about forgiving what? One another. Why should you confess your fault one to another? See the next word? And what? Pray one for another. Amen. If, for instance, I stole Sister IJ's Shaja call, like somebody still stole my Shaja call, I'm still looking for it. If I stole a wire and she knew I didn't return it back to her, so during edification, that's a tongue interpretation. I know old IJ. Our tongues will just be going towards judgment. God judge him for my charger. Stuff like that. So that is what he's saying. So you forgive one another so that what you can pray together. Thank you. So he now said what? And that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then, lastly, let's read verse 19 and 21 to go. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one what? See it again. If any of you, right? Any of you. So he's addressing, this is the only way we can maintain even sanity in doctrine. Is just together. So if any of you do err from the truth, let and one convert him, 21 to go, yes, let him know that he which convert a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, of course, sinner there describes the action, not the nature of that sin, okay? This is James speaking. He was writing not with the Pauline style. I'm not saying Pauline revelation, because you find Pauline revelation yet in James 1. But it doesn't have all the Pauline words yet. So I see a way that we can call a saint that he's not steadfast, a sinner. So it doesn't mean that he's a sinner by conduct. I mean, by nature, he's just describing his what? Conduct. So 20 again. One, two, let's read, yes? Let him know that that which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall what? Hide a multitude of sin. And by now, you know that God's word and God's action, death does not always mean hellfire, okay? Praise God. Death there can mean being unprofitable. It can mean just anything. But the main thing there is what? He will what? Hide a multitude of sin. So this happens in the family. So what now happens? So I'll close this first part here. So what now, Rene, come to the keyboard. What now happens when you stay away from the family? When you are alone, it now looks like you are all with yourself. Are you with me? When you are alone in that your small closet, now looks like you are all with yourself. Old memories will now try to come back. Old thoughts. The old you now relates to you again. You now get captured in your own thoughts, in your own imaginations, old plans, old pursuits. Have you heard these words before? That God does not bless our plan, He blesses His plan. Sorry for that. We are all never going to get Shelly Coco. We are all never going to get what we set out in life to get. Brother, focus, focus. Let me say that again. We are all never going to get all we set out in life to get. Let me say that again. It's not all of us that we actually get what we set out to get in life. So when you are alone, most of the time, those thoughts of your aspirations, unfulfilled aspirations, they come back to you. Your dreams that looks like they are going away, they come back to you. And guess what? Most times too, nothing good happens when you are with yourself. At least from experience, you all know that. When you are withdrawn, you are on your own. Most times, nothing good. The options are always either discouragement, sinful thoughts, then actions. Depression. Laxities. Now, to now take them away, you now put in one dangerous movie. Never be with yourself. Even when it seems you are alone, I will just end it this way today, that never be with yourself. Don't be caught in yourself. Don't be caught with yourself. Always be with the brethren. Be in tongues. Of course, you can be with the brethren via what we call social media contacts today. When you are alone, try and be in tongues. Be with a message. Be with a ministry at hand. Avoid evil communication. Avoid evil self-communication. This is the reason why we see have a lot of believers caged with several addictions, several vices. I try to break away from this. You are too isolated. You are too alone. Hallelujah. You are too isolated. Stick around. Stay around. Stay with the body. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And continue this. Even on Christmas Day, one year later. But plan, stick around.
So this family is for me. Did I do my best? I stick around. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't be caught up with the old you. Don't be caught up. The ketel has to go volley rustic over there. The decay palace to go valley malimo zebata. Zebata. Zebola. The kelly must take a pillar as sete. Just be on your feet, thank you. Okay, come on, sing that other song for me. You want to follow that? You want to follow that exotic body? Sing that one. Do that song. Just sing in tongues, everybody. Nanos. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I value the gifts God gave me. Amen. I honor the spiritual blessing. I value the gifts God gave me. Amen. I value the spiritual blessing. I value the gifts God gave me in man. I honor the spiritual blessing. I place value on things heavenly. I place value on the wind.
It's my only focus. It's my only focus. It's my only.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.